I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic riddler whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate
WSB.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Should be a very interesting show. I know the second hour of the show is definitely going to be interesting. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first off, full cast of characters on board tonight. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. I'm going to address what happened with that shooter today live on television. Just an unbelievable story, just absolutely unbelievable. But again, you know, we try to keep it fairly light here on the Mark Arum Show, but this one hit close to home, so I will offer my opinions. But I do want to preview the second hour of the program. We're going to do something pretty interesting live on the air, and hopefully we'll all come out unscathed. Well, me in particular.
You're the only one.
We'll come out unscathed. So last night on the show, we were discussing basically showers. Yeah, what's going on in a shower? I'm having a little some issues, and we brought that up to the forefront yesterday. And in the middle of that discussion, Mr. Longoria admitted that he cleans his ears in the shower.
I do. And my mother-in-law said she does the same thing, too. She didn't...
Your mother-in-law is a bath taker. Don't lie to me.
And my wife, too.
So you say you stick your finger in your ear
in
the shower.
Yeah, clean the outside. Clean the
I just feel like you're shoving water in your ear.
Yeah,
I let the water go in there.
It's kind of
clean it out, yeah.
Anyway, that led to a discussion of ear cleaning, and these two bananas that I work with apparently for years have been using this medieval method to clean the wax out of your ears. Unlike a Q-tip, like a normal person.
Mm-hmm. I still use
Q-tips. I still use Q-tips, yeah.
Once in a while,
these bananas that I work with decide to go back to the dark ages when doctors put leeches on your skin
right,
and stuck candles in your ear. So this is what it sounded like last night. This is when I first found out about this medieval torture device. Right. All right, this is from last night on the Mark Arum Show. I clean my ears like I'm fanatical about it. I like if I think there's anything cooking in my ears, bam, Q-tips in there, the whole works.
You know, that's the worst thing to put in there.
I know you're not supposed to do
you're
it.
Not supposed to clean
I don't
your
care. I dig in there.
You're supposed to use those wax things and light
I go
them on
I
the
go
edge.
Second knuckle deep.
Yeah, those coning thing. You ever done that?
What do you do?
Coning?
Yeah, these, you don't those wax
they're,
cones.
They're wax cones and you lay your head to the side and you stick it and you light it. And the air pressure, it's just like like a barbecue, you know, the bottom draft thing, you open it up, and because of the heat, it pulls.
So.
What?
It's a wax cone.
Yeah.
It's made of wax.
Yes. Yeah.
How big?
Like wax paper. I don't know. What,
probably maybe, about that long.
And you stick that in your ear?
Yeah. So
not the whole thing, just the tip.
Just the tip. You stick it in your ear.
Just the tip.
And then you light it on fire.
And you light it, and the air pressure
changes.
You
put a plate underneath you so that it doesn't...
And it, the air pressure changes, and it pulls all the gunk out of your ear up into the cone, and you let it go down a little ways, and then you just blow it out. You have to do it with somebody.
Do you have to put leeches on your back while you're doing it? What the hell kind of freaking medieval thing is that?
I'm telling you, Hot Neighbor showed me this trick. It's awesome. And then your ears.
What do you mean? It's a trick? What are you talking? Is this a do you make this at home? Is this
no?
A legit
you can
product?
Buy them.
Yeah, you buy them. You buy them. You can get them at
where
like
you could probably buy
no,
them. Yeah.
No, no.
You could probably buy them at a Mexican store also. But in Texas, that's where we used to buy them.
They some of them can be kind of expensive. She gets them online.
You guys are yanking my chain.
I'm not. I swear to God.
We'll look it up.
Who makes them?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I'll have
it's
her text.
Probably
I'll
not.
Her, I'll have her find him and text him.
You
show
stick
you.
Something in your ear and light it, and that gets the
but it's
that
long.
Cleans your ears.
The cone, so the air pressure changes from the top of the
and
cone.
And it draws all that
and
stuff out.
It draws it all out.
Yeah. Draws what out?
All your wax and everything.
And what does it go? Flies into the air?
No, it goes inside the cone.
Yeah, when you're done with it, when you're finished
is
with it.
Is the big part of the cone in
that's,
your
that's
ear?
The no. Part, no, that, that's the part you light. The that's tiny the part, part is what's in your ear.
I'm assuming this is a one-shot use. Like,
right.
Yeah, you just use them and then you're done. Then, you know, 3 or 4 months later.
If you cut it open, you'll see all the gunk inside.
Oh, yeah, it's gross. It pulls so much stuff out of your ear.
And you got to, like, tilt your head down?
Yeah, you just got to lay there. And that's why you got to have somebody kind of with
you. You need a partner for that.
Right, right. You can't do it by yourself.
I don't fully believe you. I think you guys got together.
There's two of us here. We're not making it.
No, I think put like a little plate, like you stick it through the plate, so that if
what, what do you mean a plate?
Like a paper plate.
Like a paper plate.
What?
You so if anything hole, falls, it doesn't
so
fall
if
on your
falls,
hair.
You cut a hole around your ear so that if you do it,
I'm 99% sure during the last news break, you two fools got together
no,
and you were like, we're gonna totally jerk with Aaron here.
That's true.
With a wax cone fire plate. Never heard of such a thing.
Call up if you've heard of it.
I call your bluff. God help you if you're lighting stuff and putting in your ears. So that was last night.
I have to say, re-listening to that, that does sound like the most ridiculous thing
yeah,
you could have come
absolutely.
Up with. Like, really re-listening to it, I'm like, no, that sounds insane.
But it turns out that these things are actually a thing. We found them on YouTube. Chuck went to the, what store did you buy these from?
I went to GNC, and they have a whole thing of them, different scents, different sizes, different burn. I was just like, just give me the basic ones.
So I'm holding my hand. Two or three?
There's two in there.
Two?
One for each ear.
Beeswax ear candles made by Wally's Ear Company. That's the name that produces it. Ingredients, unbleached cotton muslin and purified beeswax. And coming up in the second hour of the show, Chuck is going to pull one of these things out, and they're about a foot long.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say they're about 12 inches long.
He's going to pull one of these out, and it's scary looking.
it looks like a dog treat, right? Like one
yeah,
of those
like a little rawhide treat. Like
it looks like
a
one of those fancy cookies with chocolate in the middle.
Oh yeah,
I forgot
that's
what those
what
are called.
Like.
So he's gonna put this in my ear, and light it while we're on the air. At 11:07.
Yes,
Longoria is gonna videotape it for posterity. We'll put it up on YouTube or maybe WSBRadio.com. And we're gonna do this medieval freaking thing on my head because apparently, I mean, I've had a ton of feedback on this
on Facebook
and Twitter.
Like I said before, you'd think we were taking your kidney with a spoon. Like,
yeah, a lot of people are concerned.
Out.
People are very concerned, but a lot of people are all about it. They're like, "That's the way." You know, that's what is making me curious is some people say it feels amazing.
It really does.
So I'm very curious to see what that feels like to have a lit candle stuck in my ear and see if it truly does feel amazing. But we will do that. We're going to do it live on the air. We've already got the setup. Chuck's got a pillow, a paper plate. I'm going to literally put my head down on the counter here where I sit every day, and we're going to light this up. And apparently it takes like 10 minutes to do the whole thing.
Yeah, so for that segment, we'll be good. I think we can get it.
And we'll take some calls while we're doing it.
Yeah, we'll try to get
But I can't really move too much, right?
No, one of us will get in there and we'll help you out.
Okay,
But we'll get some
calls. We want to catch the whole studio on fire.
Yeah, is there? Well, I don't think there's a smoke detector in here or anything.
There's sprinklers. I hope that doesn't go
off.
There
are sprinklers, yeah.
That'd be funny.
That would be awesome. The last day of the Mark Arum show.
Yeah, well, for
we
you.
We would all be in trouble.
All right, so we're going to do that at 11:07. So make sure if you're driving out now, make sure if you get home, you're home at 11, tune in, download the WSB Radio app because I really don't know what's going to happen. We might get 3 seconds into this thing, and I go, no.
You tap out. Yeah.
No, I won't do that. But
we'll see.
3 seconds in, I could catch fire.
No,
I'm not
going to
catch fire.
You're not.
I'm not worried. I truly am not. I mean, the fact that these are actually sold in stores, and you didn't make this at home or anything, Chuck, makes me feel better.
It wasn't something I got, what'd you say, a Mexican store?
a Mexican store,
McDonald's.
Didn't get
it from a Mexican store.
Lagori didn't get it at the Mexican store. You got it at GNC. But half the stuff at GNC is, you know, placebo anyway.
They sell it at other health food stores.
I just can't believe for 41 years of my life, I've never heard or seen of these.
And it cost me $9.
Did you talk to your wife about them? Has she heard about them?
No, she thought I was making it up.
Nice.
And she was not gung-ho about me doing this on the
really,
air.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, this is her exact phrase. I buy you Q-tips every week. Why do you? She goes, you have the cleanest ears of anyone I know. Why do you need to do this? That's what I'm hoping. Like, we saw some of the videos last night of crouton-sized stuff coming out of people's ears. I'm hoping I have nothing embarrassing in there like that. I don't think I do, because I legitimately clean my ears like 3 times a day. So I think, but you know, the ear canal is deep.
Really deep. That's what I thought. I didn't think that I was going to find in the, you know, the really brown wax, the gross stuff.
Yeah.
A wax ball the size of a marble. The first time I did it. It was disgusting.
So I'm going to do just my right ear, right? Well, I'm not going to do both of them. Nah, if it feels amazing, maybe I'll do the left one tomorrow. We got two candles. I mean, we're not going to let one go to waste.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I'd like to do it to Sanjay tomorrow, too, though.
Oh, that'd be good. Lighter. See how much stuff is in that ear.
Yeah, that little furry guy just sticking it in there.
Gross. Bucket of sand comes out.
So that's what we're going to do at 11:07. Again, you do not want to miss that. All right, that being said, I do want to discuss a couple of other things in this first hour, including that shooting in Virginia today. I'm assuming, Chuck, you were probably sleeping when this happened.
No, I was up.
You were up? Longoria, were you up when it?
I was asleep. I woke up at 8 and figured it.
When it first came down, we got it as an AP news alert saying a reporter and photographer was shot on location.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that, you think, oh, you know, they're probably in a bad neighborhood or, you know, crossfire something. And then we find out it happened live on the air. And then it's like, holy smokes, like that's crazy. And then more stuff came out. Like when I saw the video, because the video earlier was going around about what actually was shown on TV. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
Oh, yeah.
But just horrifying. And the anchor that they go back to is like,
the look on her face.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. But so at that time, you're like, oh, probably a domestic kind of thing, like a scorned ex.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a disturbed viewer that's been.
But still not thinking they were targeted.
No.
When it happened, nobody realized that they were the target.
Well, eventually, you know.
Very quickly, yeah. But I'm just saying her reaction and when they, those first few minutes.
Sure. But if my first thought was, oh, that's an ex-boyfriend or a viewer that's just over the top and she rejected him. And as we find out, it's a former coworker, which is mind-boggling that, you know, someone that was in this business is capable of doing that and just. Horrifyingly awful thing, and then we find out this whack-a-mole videotaped himself doing it and sent the video out on his Facebook and Twitter page. Did you see that video?
Yep. As he was leaving, and
that was the creepiest thing I've ever seen ever. This guy videotaped himself, I guess, with his phone.
Yeah.
Approaching these two people, the interviewer, the interviewee, and the cameraman, and like for a minute, just standing there, like aiming his gun at them, and then it was horrific. That was the creepy. And in that video, you don't see anything gory. It's just creepy to know what is coming, and it's just awful. So I do want to spend a minute on that. I've got. One thing I want to say about that is it has nothing to do with the crime, but it's a social media aspect that I was kind of taken aback by, and I want your opinion on this. Maybe I'm way off, but I want you to hear me out. I have a little issue, a little problem of what happened early this morning. All right, we've got a full play today, obviously. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum, MarkArum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Like silver spooner.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
All right, welcome back to the show. 10:25, 25 after 10, 73 gorgeous degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum with you here. I want to just quick tell you about the issue I had with social media today. I think social media is a very valuable tool and can be. And I appreciate what it does. Here's what threw me off, and tell me if you guys think I'm wrong on this. So this went down at 6:45 in the morning, live on TV, the shooting in Virginia. At 10 o'clock in the morning, so 3 hours after the actual incident, the boyfriend of the reporter that was killed, his name is Chris Hurst. He goes on social media. This is 3 hours after the love of his life was killed. Girl he just moved in with, his girlfriend, his coworker, 3 hours after she was killed live on television, he goes to social media and posts a photo album of them and tweets it out as well and says, we didn't share this publicly, but Allison Parker and I were very much in love. We just moved in together. I am numb. We were together almost 9 months. It was the best 9 months of our lives. We wanted to get married. We just celebrated her 24th birthday. She was the most radiant woman I've ever met. And for some reason, she loved me back. She loved her family, parents, and her brother. I'm comforted by everyone at WDBJ7. We are family. But is that too soon? Like, if your girlfriend, the love of your life, your coworker, is shot and killed 3 hours ago, is that the time to be like, oh, let me go post some pictures on social media? That I thought was a little off-putting. It was a little too soon. It seemed like he was like, I better, you know, cash in on this while I can. Get some stuff going. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. What are your thoughts on that? If you lost a loved one, would you be on Facebook and Twitter 3 hours later going, posting pictures and saying, I don't know. Maybe I'm off, but it just seemed a little insensitive. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Your call's next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this.
Whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert, the WSB 24-hour breaking news center will tell you about it. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, depend on it.
This is Jay Black, producer of Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show. My mama always said if I didn't have anything nice to say, then, well, you know.
Welcome back to the show. 10:37, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Everybody's here. Lotichuk, Armani Chuck screening the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window at 11:07. They are going to stick this medieval ear candle in my ear, light it, and we'll see what happens on the air. But I want to spend this next half hour talking about the shooting today in Virginia. What do you think? Am I off base on this, or is that inappropriate for this guy to be posting this stuff on Facebook and Twitter so soon?
Not regular people, probably, but I know a lot of TV people and the need for information to put out statements right away. I mean, you think about all the statements that get put out. I mean, he could have been asked by the GM or anybody. I didn't have that reaction to it.
But here's why, again, maybe I'm wrong, but he even announced they weren't publicly out yet as a couple.
Sure.
So no one was like going to his page going, oh my gosh, you know, that's your girlfriend. What's going on? So that's one factor. Second is he posts this while the killer's still on the loose. Like when he posts this stuff, man, the guy's not in custody. He didn't shoot himself yet. It's still an active investigation. I don't know.
Maybe. It's hard for me to do a shame on you sort of thing, because
I just think it was inappropriate.
Imagine what that would be.
Sure.
Like,
people handle things differently. Maybe
understood.
That's just his way of venting.
Maybe he needed the hey, prayers were with you. Were
but here's what this guy had to do. So 3 hours after his girlfriend is shot and killed on live television, he has to go into his phone or wherever he's got pictures of her.
Yeah.
Sort through them. Go, oh yeah, it's a nice one. I'll use this one. Oh yeah, that's good. That was us. You know,
I couldn't do that. I can't imagine going through pictures.
That took time to do because he didn't have this ready to go. Obviously, so he was sitting down while the newsroom is on fire. Their coworker just got killed, and he's going through pictures to put up a collage on Facebook and Twitter. 3 hours after his girlfriend was gunned down on live television.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe he felt like he had to. You know, like the pressure of, you know.
But no, but they weren't even public yet.
That, yeah, well, that's right. I forgot about that. It just seemed, I don't know. You're right. The more you talk about it, the more I'm kind of like, well, maybe you're right.
Like, put yourself in his shoes. Even if you're not on television, whatever. Your girlfriend gets killed. I can't imagine. Maybe you post something like, thanks for your concern. I don't know what to say right now.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's dead. Thanks for your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
But to, like, would you
a long explanation with more information than people probably need.
Yeah, like, you, maybe you post something or you tweet something and say, hey, thanks for your thoughts and prayers. This is unbelievable. I can't believe this.
Right.
But to me, to go through, like, photos.
Well, and the initial statement, everybody just took the first sentence and they stopped with when he said, I'm numb. And I thought that was just the statement. I was like, okay, that's reasonable.
Exactly.
But then I saw, well, that was just a piece of a larger post. I was like, well, you might be right. I don't know.
Maybe
I
I'm too sensitive to this, but
judging him.
I just thought it was too soon, inappropriate, and not what he should have done at that time. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Taylor's in Bethlehem. Taylor, am I off base on this?
I don't think so. I think there's different, maybe a generational difference, but I mean, I had a lot of loss last year, and to post something about that kind of stuff usually would take me at least a day to be able to say, hey, this is what's going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, maybe one post, but not, you know, as I like to call it, binge posting about something like that, I think is a little over the top.
Now, I'm trying to think back, and again, I think this is a different scenario because of the way she was killed, obviously. This was just a breaking news story. I'm trying to think back what I did social media wise when Royal died and when Captain Herb died. And I know I definitely posted something on Twitter and Facebook, basically, you know, thanks for your, you know, concern. It's so tragic. And I'm trying to think when eventually I went and started going through photos. It definitely wasn't that same day. It definitely wasn't like, Let me throw up a photo album of Royal or Captain Herb right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know. It just seemed icky to me. And yeah. Again, I feel bad for the kid, obviously. And again, maybe you might be right, Taylor. Maybe it's a generational thing. The anchor is probably under 30 and, you know, grew up with social media and everything is done on social media.
She was 24 or something like that. I'm assuming he's about the same age.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was 26. So he's in that age group where they're, you know, they've had Instagram and Facebook for, you know, for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oversharing is definitely a problem, you know, that a lot of people get trapped into, myself included. But yeah, I think that's probably more of what it is.
He's also
young to have that kind of a loss, too.
Oh, absolutely. But just picture yourself in that newsroom this morning when that goes down. Like, they were professionals. They CNN carried the new newscast live for a little bit. And so,
I saw you posting to get back to the live broadcast.
Well, CNN at noon went to the live new newscast of that station in Virginia.
Yeah.
And the way they handled themselves was amazing. It was amazing television. If you think this happened here, God forbid a Channel 2 reporter gets killed during the morning show, and then they go on at noon and having to do that newscast, and then CNN cut away from it to go to freaking Ashley Banfield. Like, I don't want to hear Ashley Banfield. Go. Yeah. That was the best thing CNN's had on for years. Like, go back to that local cast. They're dealing with that. Like, they're prepping for the new newscast. It's a breaking story. The guy shot himself. And the anchor, the 5 and 6 and 11 p.m. anchor, who's the boyfriend of this girl, is not doing anything but looking for pictures, and it's just, I don't know. This wasn't, you know, she was in a car accident, and, you know, I don't know. It was different. Still a developing story. It was icky. Sean Incoming. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hey, great show. Best show on radio in Atlanta.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I think Taylor hit it. I've got 3 kids growing up in this age. Plus, actually, I got 4. I was a stepdaughter, but it's like if they stub their toe, it's posted on Facebook. And I think everything, they live their lives, all their emotional garbage goes into Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And you know, it was probably like throwing up emotionally into social media, because I can't imagine – I mean, if my wife got killed like that, I don't know what I would do. But I really think that's what I think Taylor hit it. I think it's a generational thing. These kids are growing up where all their lives are all over social media.
Yeah. God forbid that ever happened to me or Longoria. I mean, I'm in a dark room sobbing. I am not going through pictures to post on social media.
Yeah, I hardly ever post anything. I'm on Facebook to play games. I just and watch everybody else's nonsense. But
will you stop? Do me a favor, Sean. Stop sending me Candy Crush requests on Facebook. Would you do that for me? I'm over those.
Yeah. Okay. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate the call. Nancy's in Smyrna. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm baffled. Maybe in his grief, he didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it was generational, because in my generation we would have turned to family or clergy or something else. I mean, I would never even think to post. Mm-hmm. But if these young people, that's their relief, that's yeah. their solace.
Okay. Yeah, that's their best friend. That's maybe a good way to put it.
And he wanted to just share.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to cope with it any other mm-hmm. way than to try and share his love and his loss.
All right. That makes sense. And again, I'm not bashing this guy.
I'm not either. Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Those of us, I mean, I can't fathom putting it on or posting something yeah. like that. I would turn to clergy or family and friends.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would turn, if God forbid that ever happened to me, I'm going to my best friends. I'm like, I'm calling my dudes up and saying, get over here, bring some Johnny Walker Black and get me through this. That's what I would do. Nancy, her generation, clergy,
right,
family. Maybe it's this generation. Is social media is their best friend, and that was his first reaction, was to be like, all right, you know, I got to get on Facebook and deal with this. But here's the other problem. Again, I don't want to be critical of this kid because he's obviously going through a lot. But this, he didn't post these on his personal Facebook page. So I've got a personal Facebook page and I've got a work Facebook page, and I try to post on my work Facebook page 3 times a day. That's what I'm told to do. Post there at least 3 mm-hmm. times a day. My personal one, I rarely post on it. You know, I'll do once in a while. Blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right, right.
But if something happened to me like this, I would post on my personal one, be like, unbelievable, thanks for your support. I might not even touch my work one, but this guy went to his work one and was like, boom, photo album. Here's me and this girl, you know, in the last 9 months in our courtship. I don't know. Alina?
Elena,
welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy your show. Well, I'm like everybody else said about the generational thing. I think that too. But I was wondering, like, if the guy just kept working, because some people I've known just go right back to work when they have a really bad grief. And I think maybe later, when he probably looks back and thinks on this, he might be just shocked that he did it, because it sounds like he's just in shock.
Maybe. And here's, again, I don't want to think that he did this for publicity reasons, but so his Facebook page before this occurred had, are you on Facebook, Elena?
I do pet rescue, and so that's what I use.
Okay. So he had like 1,000 likes on his Facebook page before this happened. So that means like 1,000 people went on his page and liked it. As of right now, he's almost got 40,000 likes.
Wow.
So I hope that wasn't like his intention, like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm just being cynical, maybe. I don't know.
Do you guys even know what his job is at the?
He's the anchor, the evening news anchor, 6 and 11.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like you said, I guess more will come out, but it just seems like this is something that there's nothing to compare that to. I mean,
no, absolutely not. I think that, again, I've lost coworkers, and I've had, like, when Royal Marshall died, I had to come on the air hours after and do a show on it. And that was very, very difficult. But there, you know, it was something I had to, you know, had to do for work. It was come in and do this, like the people at Channel 7 in Virginia today had to do it. Like the woman that was anchoring the morning news, when that went down, she was anchoring the noon news. That's crazy. Like, I couldn't even not a good situation.
The professionalism there was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm still mad at CNN for not keeping that up. That was a big mistake on their part. All right, we're going to take a couple of quick calls, and then we're going to move along to some fun. At 11:07, Chuck is going to stick a candle in my ear and light it in the hopes of clearing out my earwax. We'll come back with your calls on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. I know you don't want to hear my opinion.
There come many paths and you must choose one. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Taking no losses, now I'm the boss and I see you flossing my way. With the grace all up in my face, so I say, what's up?
All right, welcome back to the show. 10:54. We are 10 minutes away from earwax being sucked out of my ear by a candle. Can't wait for that. Trevin is in Roswell. Trevin, how are you, my friend?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
You tell me, man. Am I off base on this?
I'm going to tell you, everybody says it, but that's the buzzword. We were born in a different generation, but in the generation we're living in now, from MySpace to at WSB to Twitter to Facebook, if it is not on social media, it doesn't exist. So that's the way these guys cope nowadays. Even with you just said, on your work one, you have to put stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not happening on social media, it's not happening. It doesn't count. So this guy didn't come out with his relationship with his girlfriend yet. So it doesn't matter that he's at the funeral and however many people knew that they were going out. If it's not on social media, all he is a guy who says he loved it, but because it's on Facebook now.
Now it's legit.
No, that's his girlfriend.
Yeah. It's just the timing. 3 hours after, the killer's still on the loose. And this dude's putting up a photo album. It was Jordan in Monroe. Jordan, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
First of all, preach Longoria.
Oh, thank you.
Welks, you're supposed Welks. To say. Jeez Louise.
I'm not going to say you're off base, Mark, but I had a best friend in high school. He was killed, and a lot of people dealt with it in different ways. And I didn't like the way they did it, but it was still their own thing. So you can't get mad at people for doing something that's...
I'm not mad. I'll blame it on the generational thing. Yeah, I'll blame it on the generational thing, but if I am that guy in that situation and that happens... 3 hours after that, I'm not going through photo albums to disclose our relationship on Facebook and put a photo album up of all these cute pictures of us. You know, maybe tomorrow I do it, maybe next week I do it, but 3 hours, the guy is still on the loose. I'm a newsman. All my colleagues are covering the story, and I'm putting up a, can't do it. But we'll leave it there. I'll blame it on the generational thing. It's an easy out for everybody. All right, when we come back... Live in studio, Longoria and Low T are going to shove a foot-long medieval wax candle in my ear and light it. Because apparently Q-tips aren't good enough anymore. Stick around, news, weather, and traffic. This is the Mark Arum Show. Straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard by Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when they DJ booming classics.